Welcome to another Spin Cycle look at the winging and zinging in the media. Today's topic, rubble. Watching the coverage last week of the Lebanese conflict, I was surprised at how quickly some news opinion shows were to sternly declare that the situation was World War III, or maybe four, when in fact it hadn't yet become Israel invades southern Lebanon 2, or even Mideast Regional Conflict 4, or Comprehensive Peace Plan Demolition 5, but no, it was already World War III. There really should be a limit to which you sacrifice editorial objectivity to cater those fundamentalist members of your audience who are secretly yearning for World War III and for whom Israel invades southern Lebanon too, and just doesn't have the pizzazz. Apart from the streets of Beirut and the Roadmap Peace Plan, what else has been left in rubble from all this is the notion that Iraq was leading to a broader spread of moderate democracy in the Mideast. Until just a few weeks ago, Lebanon was Exhibit 1 in President Bush's speeches about how democracy was on the march. The lesson to the rest of the Mideast is you can elect a moderate democracy and get lots of cheering from America, but when the Israeli tanks and planes really get moving, Washington only has one regional ally. True, Lebanon did not stop Hezbollah from operating in the south, but with our 3-year record of stopping militants in Iraq, we really don't have a whole lot of room to complain. Besides, a Lebanese army, large and well-equipped enough to be capable of the kind of operation that Israel is using to clean out southern Lebanon, would itself have been considered a threat to Israel. So, the conflict will continue until Israel decides it has accomplished its objectives. Then the U.S. will announce a peace accord with great fanfare. Lebanon will begin begging for foreign aid to clean up the rubble and restore its infrastructure. The emotional seeds of another generation of militants will take root and grow. And you can set your TiVos for the live coverage of Israel invades southern Lebanon 3. For Spin Cycle, I'm Daniel Raymond on 90.1 KSAK.